Well, there you go. That's the sound of the Walker Brothers there, and the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. I tell you the reason I played that, because I like the Walker Brothers very, very much, that's why. Okay, I'm waiting for our captain to come into the newsroom to say a few words to you. And meanwhile, I'd like to say a very, very good evening. I expect they will be listening this evening to the two original captains of Ocean 7 when she first took the air. Let's see, I've got so much paper and so many notes in front of me. I'll find that in a minute, just how many days 270 has been on the air. Anyway, the two original captains, of course, were both Dutch captains. And I'd like to say a very, very good evening to Captain Krohn and also Captain Zoetenbeer, and who are, I expect, they're over there in Holland right now. Very, very good evening to you, Captain Krohn and Captain Zoetenbeer, from everybody on 270. Also to the two original mates of 270, Thomas Groen and Tinus Kuiper, who were the two Dutch mates. Talking about early people, one of our original, following the two Dutch captains, that's right, Captain Ashby came along, and he was in command of 270 for a while, but he is now a Humber pilot on the River Humber. I'd like to say a very, very good evening to you, Captain Ashby. And I hope things are going well on the Humber, and you're guiding all those ships nice and safe. Well, I see we have our present captain in command of 270, Captain Olaf Hodgson. Very good evening to you, Captain Hodgson.
Good evening, Rusty. Good evening, Rusty. I sound a bit rusty too tonight.
you sound very, very good indeed to me. How's everything on the bridge?
Oh, I'm terribly sober.
Yeah,
you know, it's awful.
We're all terribly sober. And how long have you been with Ocean 7 now, Captain?
Since October last.
Since October. Of course, you brought Ocean 7 safely through the worst gale on the northeast coast in 22 years. That was in December, I think, wasn't it?
That was, I think it was late November.
Oh.
Or mid-November.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Anyway, Captain, is there anything you'd like to say to the people out there in 270 land?
Well, first of all, you said I brought us to a gal, me and a few others.
Yeah.
A few other good boys.
I realize that, yeah.
And, I'd like to say how much I've enjoyed being on this job. I've enjoyed every minute of it. We've had our ups and downs, and we've had our quarrels, and we've patched them up, and we've struggled through somehow. All in all, I think it's been a very enjoyable experience. And I've got along with the boys, and I have a very great regard for everyone who's worked on the boat. I would like to say a big thank you to everyone who has worked in the ship, in all departments. They've been awfully good. And I would also like to say thank you to the shore staff, to the harbour authorities for their kindly cooperation and courtesy, both Scarborough and Bridlington. The fishermen who have been most helpful, and the boatmen, the lifeboatmen, and by golly, if I've forgotten anyone, I mean you too. even the landlord at the Cock and Lion. You know.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm on here, I'd like to say hello to my wife, Nancy. She's a honey.
Oh, sure she is.
Oh, you betcha.
She must be a honey. Believe me, she must be.
Yeah, that's so. Well, hello, Nancy. You know, you're a honey and I love you. And by golly, you can't answer me back for the first time ever.
Oh, very well said. Very well said.
And if I can also put in a plug for a... Golly, I'm getting DJ's lingo now. I'd like to say hello to Anita Boothman at Leeds and Anne-Marie Solomon at Hull. They're both very ardent 270 listeners, and they're both friends of many, many years. I've known them for many, many years. I'd just like to say hello to them both. And I'd also like to say hello to the good folk at Snape near Beedale. Don't drink all the beer.
Say something.
That sort of winds it up. Hello, Eleanor, and hello, Tess. That's code, you see. That's special for just, a special someone.
I see. Okay, as long as I don't think we're passing messages to the Russians or something out there.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Rusty. And I do mean that. I do thank everyone who's been on the ship. We've worked together very, very well. And I get a glow. You know, I'm getting all sobby sentimental, but I get a glow and people pitch in when we're in trouble. People pitch in, and by golly, we get through.
We do that.
Yeah.
Okay, just one last question, Captain, before you leave. What is happening to Ocean 7 once all of us DJs get ashore tonight in Brit? What is happening to her then?
Well, I haven't quite made up my mind, but time's running out. We're supposed to go to Whitby. We've got to take it to Whitby, but the tide is at midday tomorrow, and time's running out. The weather hasn't quite taken off. However, I might take off at 2 o'clock, but I will talk to the chief engineer and the mate and second mate and, oh, that's the lot.
Okay, but that's everybody.
Yeah.
But we'll be able to get ashore all right tonight, will we?
Oh, yes, indeed. We're going into Bridlington about 7 cables. That's 7.5 cables, 3/4 of a mile east from Bridlington Pier. And we're going to drop the anchor. It's been hanging out there. Well, it's on the bottom right now, but we're going to pick it up again and drop it afresh. You know, it goes better when you drop it a second time.
Okay.
And we'll just sit there and wait for the boat to come out.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Captain Hodgson. And may I take this opportunity of wishing you all the very, very best in the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Rusty, and all the same to you. By golly, I'll miss your cheery voice on that radio. But I'll get by.
You will. Okay. Thank you very much, Captain Hodgson. Well, this is what we've got from the Beatles. We've got our Ticket to Ride. There you go. That's the sound of the Beatles. Ticket to Ride with 35 minutes left of transmission time on 270. Have in the studio now in the newsroom, Mr. Gordon Vasey, who is mate of Ocean 7. Very good evening to you, Gordon.
Hi, Rusty.
Oh, oh boy. Oh, boy, you're booming through there. How are you, Gordon?
I'm okay, Rusty. How's yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Have you got any messages you'd like to send to anybody out there, Gordon?
Well, I'd just like to thank Mr. Will Pashby. He was the guy who gave me this job in the first place about 18 months ago, and I'd just like to thank him. I've really enjoyed it, and
You've been on Ocean 7 right from the very, very beginning, haven't you?
Right from the first day she tied up in Scarborough.
And you've seen it right through to the end. How do you feel right now about us closing up and it being all over?
Well, it's tough like, but there you are.
Okay.
You can't knock them guys down in wherever they belong down in London.
We have a saying, you can't fight City Hall, and I guess it's very, very true. Well, you can, but in this case, we can't fight City Hall.
Yeah.
Would you like to send a message to anybody in particular out there, Gordon?
Well, I'd just like to say hello to my sister and her brother-in-law up in Benwell in Newcastle. Hello, Lily. I hope you're keeping fine. The new baby's okay. And to my sister in Eastfield and brother-in-law. Hello, Mitra and Alec. We'll see you shortly. And Sylvia, if you're listening, I'll be home in a few hours.
You're a Scarborough man, aren't you, Gordon?
Yeah.
You're going with the ship up into Whitby?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wish you all the very, very best of luck, Gordon. And I don't know what your plans are for the future, but whatever they are, I wish you all the very, very best of luck.
Thank you very much, Rusty.
Gordon, can you put Ken on? Ken Lester?
Sure.
Ken Lester is... Ken Lester is the other mate. We have, of course, as you probably know, there's two shifts on Ocean 7, but on this particular week, we have both mates. Gordon Vasey, who you just heard, is mate of this particular ship, and Ken Lester was mate of the other ship. Are you there, Ken?
I am, Rusty, yes.
How are you, Ken?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Good, you're looking good. What are your plans for the future? Have you any plans, Ken?
Not as yet, no plans at all.
Okay, and you're a Bridlington man, is that right, Ken?
Yeah, Bridlington, yes, bred and born.
And how do you feel about Ocean 7 closing up tonight?
Well, I feel very sorry. I've enjoyed the job immensely. And I'm very sorry to leave. We've been good friends and everything else has been gone.
Well, that's for sure. I second that. How long have you been with Ocean 7 now, Ken?
7th month, Rusty.
You're in your 7th month.
Yeah.
And you have no immediate plans for the future. Have you anybody out there you'd like to send a message to before we finish?
Well, just the whole damn family.
Okay, and, go ahead. Anybody in particular, Ken?
Well, of course, the wife in particular, and my children, and all my grandchildren, 8.
You have 8 grandchildren?
I've got 8 grandchildren.
Oh, yes. You're doing very, very well. Okay, thank you very, very much, Ken, and to you as well. I wish you all the very, very best of luck in the future, whatever your future plans may be. And it's been really great working with all you guys on here. Thanks a million, Ken.
Thank you very much, Rusty, and the same to you.
Thank you very much.
You too.
There you go, the sound of Mirror Wells and My Guy. It's 11:30 with exactly 29 minutes left on the air of transmission. Talking about transmissions, we have our chief engineer, Keith Robinson, in the newsroom now. Good evening to you, Keith.
Good evening, Rusty.
Hi, you're looking good out there. In there, I should say. And have you any plans for the immediate future, Keith?
Nothing for the immediate future, but I've got a few ideas at the moment.
Very good. Glad to hear it. I like a man who's got ideas. Keith, I was going to explain a little bit about the transmission equipment on 270, but I figured, well, why the heck should I do it when you're sitting in there? So would you like to just give a brief description of the transmission equipment and what have you?
Yeah, well, it'll have to be fairly brief as time, of course, is running on.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, it's an RCA transmitter, Radio Corporation of America. It's a BTA-10J, is its official designation, and it pushes 10 kilowatt up the spout into the aerial. It's a sort of recent design effort. It's what's known as an amplifase transmitter. Normal crystal control, but from there it splits into 2 separate channels of 5 kilowatt each, phase modulated, and then combines at the output to give us our amplitude of 10 kilowatt. Anyway, that's fed from the studio via a pi limiter, which keeps our gain levels reasonably constant. That's so we don't blast you people at home out of your rooms when someone goes and turns the knob up too far. From there back in, I think you had a natter about the studio equipment earlier, but basically it's 2 Garrard 401 turntables, EMI tape recorders for playing jingles and adverts, etc. on. And spot masters and a few other various things. In fact, looking through the window here, I wonder at times how on earth I found my way through it all.
Well, you do a very, very good job, Keith, because it's not very often that 270 is off the air. Only in, when was the last time we were off the air for a long time?
Oh, that's months and months ago.
And then it wasn't due to any technical fault. It was trouble with seawater in that gale, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, and I was right in quoting the height of the aerial is 154 feet, is that correct?
As far as I can recollect, but somebody else said it was 156, but I'm not going to argue for 2 feet.
Well, what's 2 feet between friends? Yeah. Okay, have you got a message you'd like to send out to anybody, Keith?
Just one to the wife, who undoubtedly is listening. Hope you're managing to cope with all the poor lost DJs who we didn't manage to get on board, because I believe we've lumbered her with them for the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Keith. Would you like to put your assistant on?
Yes, indeed. I'll just find him. Chris, where are you?
Keith, of course, is the chief electronics and transmitter engineer on board here, 270. He has, of course, an assistant. He can't work 24 hours a day on his own, and he has a very, very capable assistant in the form of Chris Shepperson. Good evening, Chris.
Hi, Vince. You're looking rusty.
You beat me to the punch.
Yeah, I know.
As Mary Wells would say. Okay, have you any immediate plans, Chris?
No immediate ones, no.
I see. What do you think about us closing down?
I'm very sorry.
I'm sure you are. How long have you been with 270, Chris? You've been quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, 9 or 10 months.
Wow, that's a long, long time. Do you think you'll stay in the electronic business or what?
We'll see. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Have you got anybody you'd like to send a message to out there, Chris?
Lots of people, yeah.
Oh, don't make it too long.
I'll just say love to everyone because I'm bound to get somebody and be in trouble. So,
all right,
hi, everyone.
That's an easy get out.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Quick as well.
Well, you're not quite sure what you're doing, Chris, but I wish you all the very, very best in whatever it is you're going to do out there.
And I
reckon myself that you'll end up in this kind of business, the radio business. You're like everybody else around here. Once you get in a radio, you think, oh, well, we'll pack it up now. It's all over. But you can't get out of it, can you?
No, you're probably right.
It kind of runs in your veins like blood. Okay, thank you very much, Chris, and all the very, very best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you.